the TDs for the area and the councillors for the broader region, you know, that are being affected by the Greenway from Sligo to Enniskillen, we'd say, they all met online, and we got a presentation about the route that the Greenway might take, you know. So it's sort of like the draft emerging route, you know. So the idea is that there's going to be a public consultation now for a couple of weeks. I think it's up until the end of May, to get people's views. And I suppose what was talked about was really the interaction between the different towns that are along the route, the interactions between the Greenway and the villages. People were talking about Black Lion and Belcoo and all of these questions. So it's important that the people along that route, they engage in the website. So if they go on the website, they'll see all of these maps now that would show the kind of developing, the emerging route, and then for them to make submissions and talk to the people that are designing it, you know, to get involved and have their say.
And councillor, does it seem that from what you could tell from the meeting that everybody seemed quite in favour of this route? Did it seem everybody was on board? And I guess, was it also seen as this moving to a public consultation now? Although it may not be a very large step forward, it's still a very positive step forward.
It is very positive meeting. Like people are very happy to see the route developing. The question was asked about how quickly it's going to happen. So we were talking about planning permission in 2027. So what we're doing is we're just, at the moment they're looking at a sort of a 200 metre wide preferred route that will eventually condense down to a 3 metre wide lane to either side. So there's a lot of work to be done about, you know, the exact route that's going to be taken and then how it interacts with all of the villages and towns along the way.